Welcome to a brand new week in UIW Athletics. This is the UIW Athletics Podcast and your host, Shane Melling. We have a good show in store for you with interviews with a pair of basketball players as well as a women's swimmer. So we'll look forward to that. This week, the basketball teams on Thursday night, they host Sam Houston State women at 5:30. Men follow at 8:05. That game will be on CSN Houston. You can also watch it online, but we'd really like you to come out. And then Saturday, Lamar comes to town, and it's another doubleheader, 2 o'clock. Women tip off, followed by the men at approximately 4 o'clock. The track and field team are on the road at New Mexico for a huge meet this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Last week, they opened up at the Oklahoma Sooner Invitational and had a good start to the season, a couple school records in the men's hurdles, in the women's sprints. So a good start to the indoor season for Incarnate Word Track, and we'll be hearing more from them probably next week when we'll try to bring in a couple track athletes to talk about how the season's been going. But for now, we're going to stick with basketball and swimming, and we hope you enjoy. Okay, joining us now on the podcast is junior swimmer Celeste Morgan. Celeste, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you've been swimming very well lately this past weekend. You picked up a couple individual first places, and then you also picked up another first place in the relay. I guess just talk about this last meet, and I guess University of Houston, and how you guys were able to use that to build for the conference meet here in a few weeks.
Actually, this meet was very challenging for me. Our coaches have been breaking us down pretty hard, and we had a couple hard practices before this meet as well. I really didn't expect myself to swim that fast this past meet because I was just so tired and drained from working really hard. This summer, I worked really hard, and it's finally coming all together. And I'm really happy with my results.
It seemed like the 200, you swam one of your best times almost ever in this meet. What was it about that? How were you able to power through, I guess?
I was really, really shocked. I was 3 seconds off my best time. What I was thinking during my race was just keep going, keep, like, pushing through. I was getting really tired. I did not expect myself to swim that fast. But I just kept, like, a positive mind, like, throughout the whole entire race. I wasn't thinking of, like, how tired I was. I was just mainly thinking, like, kicking at the correct time. Like, pretty much just thinking of my perfect timing throughout the whole entire swim.
You've had a very consistent season, and you've had a lot of good results throughout the year. How have you been able to do that, where you've been able to just kind of build each week and put together good performances?
Yes, like, every meet that I swam at, I just think of, like, what I need to improve, like, for my next race, for the next upcoming meet. I talk a lot about my coaches. They work hard with me. I just pretty much fix my mistakes that I did before and perfect it the next time I swim it.
Looking forward. You guys have Notre Dame coming up in a week and a half about.
Yes.
How exciting is that for you?
It is really exciting. I mean, my coach was only able to bring 6 girls, and I was one of them. I was really, really blessed with that. I'm so excited to swim for that, for Word, and I'm happy to compete against Notre Dame, and it's going to be a good meet.
Can you talk about just the difference this year between last year being at Division II and now at Division I, just the level of competition you guys have been swimming against?
Oh, it's so, I think it's a big change, and I can tell with the mentality with D1 swimmers and the mentality compared to D2 swimmers. I mean, they take it so much more serious, and you can see it at every meet you go to. Like, for example, them warming up, them warming down for everything. And then D2, they really weren't, like, thinking about all the little things, but in D1, like, all the little things really do matter, and that's what I've noticed. And
does it help you seeing how they prepare? Has that helped you and your teammates prepare better?
Oh, yes. Yes, it has. We see, I mean, just like I said, the little things is what matters most to me, what I see. And we all see it as, like, the meets, like, and the time goes on.
Now, for conference, what are kind of what are your goals personally, and then for a team, what are kind of the team goals for you guys?
For team goals, we really want everyone to at least final in their special events. I mean, my goal is to just go after it and get after it. I mean, I don't want to let this year go by and be disappointed with my times in the end. I think I can do my best and beat all my personal best times.
What's the best relay you guys have?
I would say our girls 200 medley relay. I would say that's a strong relay right now. I mean, we've lost a good freestyler, but we've worked it around and we've got a new flyer, and I think that's going to just really
help. I saw Lana's been swimming.
Oh, yeah, Lana. Yes. She's been stepping up her game, and then she's been doing really well, helping us a lot.
And so you personally, are there any times you put out there, like, okay, I want to swim like a 220 and the 200 breaststroke, just do my best?
My goal for my 200 breasts, right now I would say that's like my main focus, because I know I have a lot of potential for the race. I know I can drop a lot of time in that race, and my goal to swim that is at least at like a 215, 216.
Oh, that's a lot.
I know.
That would be awesome.
I know. I know. I'm just trying. I'm working so hard for it. And just, I really think I can do it, but I just have to really, like, tough it out and just
Is it more mental or physical?
Oh, for sure mental. For sure mental. Swimming is a mental sport, and if it's not all up in your mind, then you won't have what it takes, no matter how strong you are, no matter how fit you are. It's all mental.
So, you're a junior now. Tell us a little about what are you majoring in and what are kind of your plans, you know, after you're done with school?
My major is nutrition and dietetics, and I want to be a registered dietitian. I kind of want to keep going, get my PhD in that, and see where it goes from there.
So, you have a lot of school left.
Oh, yeah. A lot. But I love it.
Are you looking at schools around here or elsewhere?
I mean, whatever comes to mind, whatever my path takes me and wherever God like wants me to go, then that's where I'd go. I mean, I really would want to go to California. I love California. I would want to study there, and I love the beach. I mean, water is just my natural element. I love it. I love being in the water.
Are there any specific schools that have the program that you would really want to get into?
Right now, I really haven't. To be honest, I really haven't looked into that. I mean, I just want to focus right now what needs to be done first.
All right. Well, that's Les Morris. Les, thanks for joining us. Okay, joining us now is junior men's basketball player Denzel Livingston. Denzel, welcome to our show.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you've been playing really well this year, especially as of late. I think in the last 8 games, you've scored at least 17 points in each game. And you've played really well. Conference play, you're leading the conference 23 points per game within conference games so far. What has it been about the conference games that have kind of made you step up your play a little bit?
I knew there was going to be a lot of better players than non-conference play, so I knew I had to step it up another notch and just had to help my teammate. It's going.
Now, you guys have gotten off to a really good start to the season. You were, I think, 11-1 coming out of Christmas break, 14-3 now. The only 2 losses here in conference are by a combined 6 points. You know, what's been the key for you guys as a team to get to this 14-3 record right now?
As a team, we try to push the ball in transition and get more rebounds than the other team. Defensive-wise, we need to box out and close out on the shooters, and that made us get a lot more rebounds with the big fella in the paint.
How are you guys able to, it seems like so many times we get layups off of missed shots. You don't see that too often. But you guys really run the floor well. You and Kyle really fill the lanes. You got Mitch Padillo brings the ball up quickly, and the big guys are good at trailing. How do you guys, you know, basically get those easy shots before the other team's ready?
Basically, the 1-3 man could bring the ball to the court, so whoever rebounds, they can look out or they can just go coast-to-coast with the ball, and the other 2 wings just run the lane.
You guys start off the year hitting a ton of 3-pointers. Haven't hit as many lately. But have you noticed that teams have really been guarding the three, so it makes the lane a little more open?
Yes, that's what really brought me out of my shell, because since they denied the wings, I had like a more opportunities to go to the lane and find teammates.
Talk a little about this past week's games. Had our first two home conference games. We beat Central Arkansas in a hard-fought game. Ended up beating them by 15. It was really closer than that. And then lost, obviously, on the last second shot on Saturday to Oral Roberts. Talk a little about just seeing that we had some good crowds and the games were very enjoyable. How did it feel like from your point of view as a player?
Well, from Central Arkansas, the crowd was really great. We had a nice little fan base, and they really kept us in the game when we was kind of down. And at the end, we had to pull off. And for Oral Roberts, the crowd was the same. It's just we started out slow. We was down by like 12, I think.
Yeah.
Our team just started getting up on defense, and we had came back. And unfortunately, he hit the last shot.
How do you guys not fall behind early, you know, where you have to kind of play from behind the whole game? What do you have to do this week?
This week we need to start on defense first, because offense will come. So defensive-minded for us, and stop the shooters, because I know they shoot a lot of threes, and run the floor so we get layups.
Is there a little extra excitement about Thursday night's game against Sam Houston State with being on CSN Houston?
Yeah, it's exciting, but it's still just like a regular game for us. And our team, we just going to focus on that. We ain't worried about the cameras. Just come out and play our game.
If you had to list two keys to the game for Thursday night, what would they be?
Stop the three-pointers and run the floor hard for layups on the fast-break game.
What's the goal with running? Is that just to keep tiring the other team out and you guys can just kind of wear them down and get those layups?
Yes, we can see when their team is tired, so we just got to keep running and they get subs in that really just role players. So,
who's the best player you played against this year? There's been a couple good ones.
Yeah, there's been a couple. I had to say either number two from
Central Arkansas
or number 11 from Oral Roberts.
The guy who hit the game winner.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of going back and forth, 11 on versus 11. It's kind of interesting. Those guys are both averaging over 20 points per game. It seems like with you, you don't have to force your shot to get your points. Is that something you go in just kind of looking for high percentage shots and distributing the ball if you don't have it?
Yeah, so lately I have, because I remember the beginning of the year, we played against North Texas. I was 1-for-11, and I was forcing a lot of shots. So I had to change my game up a little bit, and now I'm more comfortable with my play.
What is it about? You seem to have, when you get near the hoop, you're able to twist and jump, and you throw up stuff that doesn't look like it's going to go in, and it goes in. How do you practice that, or is that just kind of just playing for a long time and getting the feel?
Yeah, it's just playing for a long time, and I'm little, but I know how to control my body in there, so I'm used to contact too. I've been playing against big guys all my life.
Talk a little about Anthony Horton's play lately. He shot 80% from the field last week, and in both games he had big shots for you guys late in the game. What's he been able to do for you guys this year?
Ant has been able to do a lot, actually. He's been knocking down open shots and getting out of garbage rebounds. And basically, he picked up from the scoring spot since Kyle has been on this slump lately.
How do you get Kyle back going?
I hope Kyle needs to hit some more threes for us.
It seems like the other teams are scouting him out and trying not to let him. Him and Sam aren't getting a whole bunch of three-point opportunities. Are there anything special you guys maybe have planned this week to get them open a little better?
Yeah, they just need to run out more screens and a lot of more back doors is coming for them.
Now, the big man, Ian Markoff, Thursday night had 19 rebounds against Central Arkansas. He's been good all year, but that was, I would say, probably his best game. What's it like to having a big guy in the middle? Last year we didn't have that, and you could really tell. This year, We're a great rebounding team. I think Ian is a big reason why.
Yeah, he's a real big reason why. I don't have to do a lot more rebounding because he's up already at the rim. I don't have to do all my athletic ability to get up there. So Ian, he does the job now, right?
What's he provide on offense? He's scoring about 8 points per game, but does he make it easier on you guys because they have to guard him inside and he's a kind of a focal point? I know it seems like a lot of times early in the game you guys really try to get Ian the ball, and then he's good at distributing it.
Yeah, we play an inside out game. If Ian is going and the team start double teaming, it's an easy kick out for a 3-pointer for Kyle or Sam, or maybe me.
Maybe you.
Yeah.
All right, any last thoughts heading into this weekend's games? I'm trying to think, anything we need to know about you or the team?
Not really. We just need to get these two wins and protect home court. No more losses at home. That's pretty much it.
All right, that's Denzel Livingston. Good luck on Thursday and Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay, joining us now is senior post player Rose Whitehead for the women's basketball team. Rose, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You guys are 8-8 on the season, 2-2 in conference play. You just had a big win over Oral Roberts. I guess just talk about that game and maybe the confidence boost it gives you guys.
Well, it was a really great win. We didn't fall off. Like, that's probably the best thing that did, because we usually have, like, good one half, and then we'll have, like, a bad half, and that'll be the thing that makes us lose. And we finally did everything we were supposed to do the whole game, and we didn't get down when they went on runs, because they went on a couple runs and where they weren't missing anything, and we didn't lose our heads. So, and we out-rebounded them, so that's been one of our goals all year.
How important is that rebounding for you guys?
It's very important. It's one of the things we talk about every day of practice. Coach said if you win the fight on the boards, then you're going to win the game. And every game that we've won, we've either come really close to winning it or we've won it.
I think we're something like 6-0 when we out-rebound the opponents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, she always talks about rebounding and communication. That's what we talk about every single day. So,
well, you guys are an interesting team in that there are a number of seniors. It's either seniors or freshmen, it seems
mm-hmm.
like.
It is. It's just seniors and freshmen. And we have two redshirt, but right. They're not playing. So.
And on Saturday, one freshman, Alyssa Ward, came up with a couple big plays. Mm-hmm. She had a steal.
She had a great game.
And,
she
made a couple free throws at the end.
Mm-hmm. She is one of our best defensive players because we always make fun of her because her arms are so long and she can just steal it. We actually were in the locker room the other day and we measured my wingspan against hers and she's got about an inch on me. Yeah, and
that's impressive.
Yeah, so it's like those long arms help her, and she's really good at making smart decisions for a freshman. So
now you've kind of had to add a little more to your plate this year. Before you kind of came off the bench where you were the instant offense. Mm-hmm. You didn't really have to worry about foul trouble because you had other post players.
Yeah.
This year, once Michelle Hale went down with an injury, you're kind of the only person inside. Have you had to adjust?
Well, the rules have also changed this year. They're a little bit more touchy, and so I am getting a lot more calls than I have before. And I'm just having – Coach Brittany actually told me the last game, she was like, get your first foul at the first media. And I ended up getting it before then, but it's just – I have to just play smarter, and I have to be – because – I don't know what to say. I just have
we
to play really smart. Yeah, I don't need to get in foul trouble and sit.
Well, you know, it's funny. On Saturday, I think you got into a little bit of foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the second half, you did a good job of playing with those fouls.
Yeah, because I had two in the first half, so she took me out. And then I came back in the start of the second. And it was funny because I happened to look up, and I had three fouls. And coach had taken me out when I had two, so they were kind of talking to the refs saying I only had two. But they weren't taking it out because it was in the book. So I eventually had to play the start of the second half with three fouls. And I ended with four, so I wasn't in too much trouble in the second half.
Now, you do a good job of when you get inside, when you get the ball, you have a nice soft touch around the hoop. You know, what do you work on that you're able to finish well where, you know, a lot of players, they struggle with that finishing mm-hmm. inside against with people around them?
I don't know. I'm always joking around, like, when I shoot my free throws, and I do, like, a lot of hook shots. That's, like, mainly what we work on. And I'm always like, I just need to finesse the ball to the basket. And that's what I always say. And I honestly couldn't tell you. Some of the shots that I make, I'm like, oh, I don't know how I did that. But they'll go in sometimes, and I'll just be like, okay, let's go.
Now, this week you guys have Sam Houston State and Lamar. Mm-hmm. Do you know much about those teams? It's the first time we played either one of them.
Yes.
So.
Sam Houston State, we went over their scouting report yesterday. We watched some film, and they're a rebounding team. If we don't beat them on the boards, we're not going to win the game. Or if we don't hold them down so many offensive boards, we're not going to win the game. That's what I would say they pride themselves on a lot, is rebounding. Everybody rebounds on their team, so that's my main focus in this game. So.
Have you guys looked at Lamar at all?
Or we'll probably look at them Friday. Go over the scout at practice, and then hopefully prepare.
What have you noticed this year about, you know, playing Division I teams compared to previous years when we were Division II?
The girls are bigger. They're a lot bigger. That's what the one thing I noticed. Every team has got, like, at least one 6'4", 6'3" girl, and we're used to playing, like, 6', maybe 6'1". And right. So... And the guards are a lot taller, and they're a lot stronger. So that's what I've noticed. And it doesn't scare us, though.
So. Going back to the game on Saturday, you guys fell behind by quite a bit. They couldn't seem to miss early on.
Yes.
Their point guard was hitting. How did you guys stay positive? And I guess what was said in the huddle to get you guys back going?
She just said, don't lose our heads, which is what we always do. So coach knew that we just needed to stay calm, and they weren't hitting. Like, I was really, there was one point I was on the bench, and I was like, dang, they're not going to miss anything. Yeah. Anything they put up. But we were playing good defense, and, this keeping calm is what saved us. Like, usually we'll just fall off, our defense will fall off, and then we'll just go downhill. But we try to do this thing where every time we make a mistake or there's a whistle or at halftime, we all huddle, whoever's on the court. We say what we need to say, and if we need to fix something, we say it, and then we break out. And that when we do that, it really helps us, like, stay calm. When we don't, we lose our mind. So
one of the big strengths on the team this year has been getting to the foul line and then also making free throws. I think I was looking, and
we were leading the conference for a while.
Leading the conference in free throws made and attempted per game. And then we're second in free throw percentage. And all five on the starting five are shooting, I think, is at least 72% from the foul line. How have you guys been so good at that? And how have you been so consistent at getting to the foul line?
Well, at the beginning of the year, like, Efi's our driver. We have Jocelyn who drives. And they're so quick, like, if they can get to the basket like that, they're going to get fouled. And they're good free throw shooters, so we're going to make our free throws. And when we had that little lull where we lost a couple games in a row, we weren't driving. We weren't getting to the basket. We weren't getting to the foul line. And that really hurt us, and that's why we lost. And coach is always like, play your game. Like, if your game's getting to the basket, get to the basket. So we just go to the basket, get free throws. And it's crazy because we don't really – we work on free throws a lot, but not, like, as much as you think we would for making as many.
You don't really have to practice them as much, probably.
Yeah, we do get to the foul line a lot, but the last game kind of came down to free throws.
I think you guys hit about 90%.
Mm-hmm, I missed two.
And it was important that we made all of them, basically.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and definitely Alyssa's at the end were very important.
How nice is it to have Katie Novak back? She hit four three-pointers on Saturday and provided a big win.
It's great. Now that we have, like, another player, we don't have, like, seven active players. We have another one that can get in there and score. It's just it obviously really helped us out once she got back into the groove. And when she was out, we kind of had a freshman that had to step up and be our shooter, and she wasn't used to getting minutes like that or that, like, fast of play. So it was kind of hard for her to adjust, but I think it'll be easier now that she can look up to Katie a little bit, so.
All right, well, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I don't think so.
Come out to the game?
Come to the game tomorrow at 5:30.
5:30. The Cardinals are taking on Sam Houston State, and then Saturday, 2 o'clock against Lamar. Mm-hmm. Both games at home. All right, well, thanks, Rose.
Thank you.